The recommendation for a reprimand came in the form of a letter from the commission that quotes Ziegler as admitting she made a mistake when she presided over cases involving the West Bend Bank while her husband sat on the bank's board. The commission warns her to be more sensitive to such matters in the future because, quote, even the appearance of partiality can erode public confidence in the integrity of the judicial system. Mike McCabe of the Democracy Campaign, who filed the complaint against Ziegler, calls the reprimand a disappointing slap on the wrist. He says it sends the wrong kind of message to other judges.
That they don't have to take the ethics code very seriously, and I think in that sense the commission did the ethics code and judicial ethics more broadly a real disservice.
McCabe says a suspension would have been a more appropriate punishment for Ziegler's ethical lapse, but Marquette law professor Peter Rofus says no one in the legal community expected the commission to do more than what they did. And Rofus says the only message it sends is that Ziegler made a mistake and did the right thing when she was confronted with it.
And that is acknowledge it and vow in the future I will be more sensitive to matters analogous to those I erred with regard to.
The reprimand recommendation goes to Ziegler's fellow Supreme Court justices, who will decide whether or not to discipline her. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.